You are listening to Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. And right now, we are joined on the line by New England Patriots fullback Heath Evans, former Miami Dolphin, grew up in South Florida, of course, attended the King's Academy, and just a couple of weeks from now, going to be throwing a charity golf tournament to benefit the Heath Evans Foundation at the Breakers. Heath, good morning to you, buddy. Happy Sunday.
Oh, you guys too, man. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Always love bringing on my brother from another mother. And
that's right.
Heath, you got your charity golf tournament going on. It's going to benefit the Heath Evans Foundation. It's Friday, February 20th, an 8:30 shotgun start at the Breakers in Palm Beach. And this list of players is phenomenal. You got Randy Moss, Chad Pennington, Vince Wilfork, Anthony Fasano, Matt Castle, Jonathan Vilma, Santonio Holmes, Richard Seymour, the list goes on and on. We're going to talk about the softball game as well, but just quickly in regards to the golf tournament, this is going to be a fun afternoon at the Breakers.
Yeah, it really is. Devin Hester, another local guy, Dalius Thomas, who used to be the Baltimore Ravens, now our Pro Bowl linebacker in New England. We've got a crew of guys coming in. It should be fun. We loosely throw around the word tournament. It's more like a private golf outing. And, you know, when you think tournament, you think people keeping score and serious golf. Well, when you put these type of athletes together, you're not getting too much serious golf. So it's more an opportunity to make people can make a donation to the foundation, come out and have probably their time of their life seeing some of the best athletes in the world make a fool of themselves on the golf course.
Now, Heath, do you get to play, and what handicap are we talking about for you?
I don't. What's the highest handicap possible?
Well, the highest handicap is 30, and if you don't keep a handicap, you're probably above that.
Yeah, I'm probably about, you know, if I shoot 9 holes, I'm probably in the 100 range. You know,
when you tell
a football player to swing smooth and soft and under control. Smooth, soft, under control. Those words don't go with a NFL fullback too well. So,
hold on, because I know there are a couple of very good football players. Tom Brady is a single-digit handicap. Are there any of the guys you got playing at the Breakers next week? Randy Moss, Sammy Morris, Lamont Jordan, Santonio Holmes, Brandon Merriweather, Chad Pennington, Devin Hester. Are any of them accomplished golfers, or are we talking about all a bunch of jocks just playing golf probably for the first time?
Well, no, definitely not for the first time. Everyone swears they're good. Like, if you talk to Randy on any given day, he'd tell you that, you know, he was a 3 or 4 handicap. But then, you know, you see him on the golf course last year at the same event, and he's not. I don't want to call my boy a liar, but, you know, he's probably closer to me than he is a 3 or 4 handicap. So, you know what, Tommy, a phenomenal golf player. Nowhere near as good as he is a NFL quarterback, but, you know what, he can definitely swing a golf club.
Hey, talk a little bit about your foundation. Sexually abused children, obviously, you know, a tough topic for a lot of people to hear about. But how'd you get the idea for this? And you know, what other events do you have that help this foundation?
You know, it's pretty simple. We got into the sexual abuse issue because my wife was abused as a young girl, and seeing the effects and the lingering kind of consequences and nastiness that come with this type of abuse, I think once we got her to the point where she felt that she was ready to move forward and help other people, it was kind of a no-brainer. And, you know, I break my ankle my freshman year in college, so therefore I can minister to people who've, you know, broken bones and had to miss games. Well, you know, my wife has the ability, because she experienced this this type of abuse, to really be able to minister to the hearts of other children and families. And so we just really wanted to use my platform as an NFL player to do something great. And, you know, this was obviously just the natural cause for us. I mean, it's something that most people don't want to deal with. There's not a lot of awareness training out there. And these kids are alienated because they feel like they're the only one, when statistics would tell you that, you know, 1 in 4 kids in Palm Beach County before they're age 18 is being sexually abused. So, you know, that is that's the epidemic that we're fighting.
You were listening to Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, joined on the line by my brother from another mother, Heath Evans, New England Patriots fullback, former Miami Dolphin. He grew up here in West Palm Beach attending King's Academy before heading off to Auburn University to play his college football, and now, of course, totes the rock for the New England Patriots. And he will be hosting a charity golf tournament next Friday, February 20th, to benefit the Heath Evans Foundation for Sexually Abused Children. It's an 8:30 shotgun start on the Breakers Ocean Course, a phenomenal track if you've never played there before. Randy Moss, Chad Pennington, Vince Wilfork, Anthony Fasano, Matt Castle, Jonathan Vilma, Santonio Holmes, Patrick, a Super Bowl MVP for your Pittsburgh Steelers, Richard Seymour, Daniel Graham, Lawrence Maroney. It's going to be a phenomenal day on the golf course. For more information, you can call 561-676-8872. That's 561-676-8872, or log on to heathevans.org. Now, this is Friday morning and early afternoon, and on Friday night, February 20th, same day, at 7 p.m., those same NFL pros are going to don the baseball spikes and start oiling up their gloves to play in a charity softball game. The NFL stars against the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department SWAT team. Heath, this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun at Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a unique event. You talk about these type of athletes stepping on the field to play our Palm Beach County SWAT team. It might be friendly or not so friendly, depending how many of these officers have written these guys speeding tickets over the years. But you know what? We're looking for a lot of fun. It's a way for the local here in Palm Beach County to kind of get some face time with these type of athletes. But also, I'm just so appreciative to these type guys, really want to give back to our foundation and help us raise funds and awareness for childhood sexual abuse. So people can go to Ticketmaster.com for those tickets. The tickets are $10. If you have children under 7, those are $5. So it'll be a great event, and all proceeds go to benefit the Heath Evans Foundation.
Now, Heath, I'm a little concerned here. The golf in the morning, I'm imagining there's going to be some beers drunk. Then they go to the softball.
I try never
against
to mix
cops?
Professional athletes and alcohol at any of my events. So, I'm a bit smarter than that.
Okay.
The Rooney family the Rooney family a little concerned with their Super Bowl MVP, Santonio Holmes. Can't be getting him hurt on the softball diamond. The guy's got to be scoring touchdowns for the Steelers.
Right, well, I hope he is, and I hope, the commitment from him was pre-MVP, so I'm hoping he's still going to show up. I know his life has probably drastically changed in the last 10 days, but hopefully he'll still be able to come out and make an appearance with us.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by New England Patriots fullback Heath Evans, former Miami Dolphin, of course, lives here in West Palm Beach in the offseason attending King's Academy as a high schooler, and he will be hosting a pair of really fun charity events with a bunch of celebrities. NFL players hitting the golf course at 8:30 Friday morning, February 20th at the Breakers in Palm Beach for a charity golf tournament, a charity golf event, not so much a tournament. Randy Moss, Chad Pennington, Vince Wilfork, Anthony Fasano, Matt Castle, Jonathan Vilma, Santonio Holmes, Richard Seymour, Daniel Graham, Lawrence Maroney, just some of the names. Brandon Merriweather, Miami Hurricane, Jabbar Gaffney, Florida Gator, Vince Wilfork, another Miami Hurricane. A lot of big-time NFL names playing golf on Friday, February 20th, 8:30 morning shotgun start at the Breakers. For more information, call 561-676-8872. That's 561-676-8872. Then that evening, Friday, February 20th at 7 p.m., at the Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, the same place where the Florida Marlins spring train, those same NFL stars will take on the Palm Beach County SWAT team in a softball game. And for more information on the softball game, you can call 561-282-6345. That's 561-282-6345. Or, of course, you can always log on to heathevans.org. Heath, buddy, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck with your events next Friday.
Hey, buddy. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Heath.
There he is, Heath Evans, New England Patriots fullback, former Miami Dolphin, Auburn Tiger during his college days, joining us on the line as he will be hosting, as I mentioned, the charity golf tournament Friday morning, February 20th at the Breakers, and the charity softball game Friday evening at Roger Dean Stadium where the Marlins play their spring training baseball. Again, for more information, call 561-676-8872 or log on to heathevans.org. Russ Evans with you, along with my esteemed co-host, Pat Rooney Jr. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.